Welcome to the Birth Happens podcast. I'm your host, Barb Buckner Suarez, and I'm so excited to be starting this journey with you. Because that's what it is, you know. If you've said yes to having a baby, even if you're not pregnant yet, your parenting journey has already begun. I hope you're holding on tight, because there will most definitely be some unexpected twists and turns along the way. There'll be times when you'll think, whose dumb idea was this anyway? But there will also be love and joy like you've never known before, and an opportunity to find, strengthen, and deepen connection to yourself, your baby, and your partner. I believe connection is everything, y'all, and that it begins with birth. I can't wait to explore all things bellies, birth, and babies with you. So how did I get here? Well, it all started when I got busted by Sister Joan of Arc on the playground at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Catholic Grade School when I was 7 years old. Someone told me once that whatever you are interested in when you are a seven-year-old reveals your true passion and gives you a clue as to what profession you should pursue as an adult. At first, I laughed at this idea. When I was seven, I wanted to be a million different things when I grew up. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized maybe there's some truth to this. When I was little, my mom had started getting nervous about my habit of playing doctor with anyone at any time. I think she was concerned I might end up a harlot. But she didn't need to worry. I was just super curious about the whole sex and babies thing. But I'll bet she was a little anxious the day I started first grade. I remember receiving more than one lecture about school not being the place to play doctor and to keep my hands and ideas to myself. I understood what she was saying and had made it at least halfway into the school year without incident. That is, until the day the other kids on the playground started talking about sex. Well, maybe not sex per se, but they were definitely talking about the body parts involved in sex. And as I sat still and listened to them using made-up and incorrect words to describe those body parts, I snapped. None of you know what you're talking about. You don't have a wee-wee, I announced to Kevin. You have a penis. And you, I pointed to Wendy, it's not called a down there. It's called a vagina. Seeing that I had their full attention, I wasn't about to stop my alfresco sex ed class now. And so I began to tell the 8 or 9 little kids surrounding me in a circle exactly how babies were made. It wasn't until I was ending with, "And that's how the baby gets inside the mommy's belly," that I realized Sister Joan of Arc was standing just above me. The tone in her voice when she called out Barbara Buckner was unmistakable. I was not supposed to be teaching kids on the playground how to make babies. In fact, this particular transgression might be the biggest Catholic grade school no-no of them all. For sure, I'd have to offer this up in confession later, and it would take saying 2 Our Fathers and at least 3 Hail Marys to receive absolution. To my mom's credit, when she got the phone call later that evening, and after listening for what seemed like an eternity, she didn't freak out at all. She only responded by saying, "Well, at least she was correct." I don't even think I got in trouble for what happened. I just remember receiving one more very, very long lecture about how I wasn't supposed to be teaching other children about sex. That job belonged to their parents, not me. Flash forward to me in my late 20s and getting asked to be at my friend's first birth. Not one to ever do anything halfway, I decided to take part in a 4-day doula training. And by the end of the first afternoon, I called my husband to shout, "I know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Come home now, please," he begged. "It sounds like a cult." And the rest, as they say, is history. For over 2 decades, I've had the honor of guiding thousands of families on their journeys through pregnancy, birth, and parenting. I teach childbirth preparation and comfort and labor classes. I facilitate Becoming Us classes to help baby-proof the couple relationship. I run couples connection classes, offer couples coaching sessions, write a blog, and in my spare time, what's that? I try to nurture my own relationship of 25 years to my best friend and shout out podcast producer, Roberto. And together, we work like hell to raise our four children, Elisa, Alejandro, Lucia, and Felix, to adulthood. And sometimes we're even pretty good at it. Listen, y'all. I believe that raising the next generation is the most important work you'll ever do. And that's why the stakes seem so impossibly high. The overriding emotion of parenthood is vulnerability. And this leads to comparison, judgment, and second-guessing every choice you have to make. That's why I've created the Birth Happens podcast. Maybe you're not sold on all of the shoulds of parenthood and want to know if there's any other way. Maybe you're a bit of a rebel and want to know what else is possible for your family. Well, I'm here to give you permission to discover and claim with confidence your innate ability to figure out what's right for you when it comes to pregnancy, birth, and parenting. I want this to be a safe place to land wherever you are on your journey. Season 1 of Birth Happens is all about intimacy, the physical and emotional connections that exist in our relationships, first with ourselves, and then with our baby and our partner. As we move through this first season, please let me know what's hitting the target and what isn't. And if you have any ideas about things you want to talk about, let me know. I'm down for all of it. I love expecting in new parents, and I cannot believe that I get to do the work that I've been passionate about since I was 7 years old. Thanks for letting me share this space with you. I'm so glad you're here.